I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right. Well, let's welcome the governor to this station for maybe, I don't know, if is this the first time? I got to ask Ken and Curtis. The first time the governor's been on this station?
First time since I've been here for the last 3 years.
The last 3 years. All right. Well, this is what we call Breakfast with Baker. And you're certainly welcome to text with a question or to call in with a question for the governor this morning. And Governor Baker joins us right here, right now, here on the Greg Hill Show at WEEI. Governor, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Greg. How was that lengthier commute you had this morning?
Yeah, he had to go all the way downstairs, Governor.
He had to go all the way to the other end of the building.
Yes, all the way to his trip.
Yeah.
Well, welcome.
Hey, you should tell people that normally I will try and be in studio, but I'm actually down at D.C. I have to go chat with some folks down here about some issues that relate to Massachusetts. This is the only time I could get these guys, so I had to take it.
Stay away from the White House. Apparently, the president believes that the former president screwed up the air conditioning, and that's why it's so warm at the White House. I don't know if you've been following that or not.
Believe it or not, that one hasn't landed on my radar.
Oh, it hasn't. Well, welcome to the new show, Governor.
Thank you, sir. I hope you find a way to manage to keep everybody happy, Greg, because I know how important that is to you.
I feel like you. I mean, we have a bunch of the old listeners who many of them are happy, and then there's some new listeners who are happy. I mean, it's tough to please everybody, isn't it, Governor?
It is very tough to please everybody, which is why you should probably just stick to trying to make sure that you are whoever you are and let the chips fall where they may. It seems to have worked pretty well for the past 20 years or so for you.
So, 28 years.
28 years. Man.
A paper wrestling, salad dressing loving, small handed fool who wears glasses.
Sean McDonough, when we were on the game with him on Friday night, was very upset about Uber and wanted me to ask you about whether you think Uber is one of the causes of the traffic issues that we may have here in our state. I don't know where you stand on that.
Well, we started doing a report annually on how many Uber, Lyft, transportation network company generally rides take place in Massachusetts each year, and it was 65 million in 2017 and 83 million in 2018, and I'm sure the number for 2019 will be bigger than the 83 million. So if you put 83 million trips on the road, plus the time that's spent, you know, sort of circling, looking for the next one, yeah, that's got to have an impact on traffic. And that's why we filed legislation a couple of weeks ago to try to see if we can get more specific data about pickups and drop-offs. We have data on, you know, where rides originate and where they end, but in terms of by town, we don't have it. We don't have it specifically on where they originate and where they end, and we don't have it on time of day. And I think we need to get that because that will help us and local communities figure out, you know, where the big bottlenecks are that are created by drop-offs and pickups that are all happening around the same place at the same time and make it possible for communities and for us to start figuring out ways to deal with that. We did change the way it works at the airport, and that was deliberate because we had 6,000 empty rides coming out of the airport, especially in the morning, which was going right back into the Summer Tunnel and the Ted Tunnel, or driving around in East Boston waiting for the next ride. So we created the single stop at the airport where you can drop off and pick up in the same place, which hopefully will cut down on some of the empty trips out of the airport. But sure, yeah, it's part of it. So the fact that we have more people working than any time in state history, and you know, if you have a really great economy, there are a lot more people getting up and going to work every day.
I want to ask you about the registry, and there are some who feel like you've been a little bit absent on this. And I don't know if you're, you know, if you blame that, you know, some talk about this $62.2 million new computer system that may not be working the way it should be working at the registry. Can you give us a little bit currently on how you feel about the registry?
Well, first of all, all the issues associated with the out-of-state violations, both the state of Massachusetts sending information out as well as the state of Massachusetts getting information in, it's just a giant fail. There's no other way to put it. I mean, keep in mind that there's no evidence that at any point in time has the registry, dating back as far as you want to go, been consistent about sending data from Massachusetts to other states when people have violations here. And the data for out-of-state violations coming into Massachusetts and being incorporated into the state's record system, I mean, we went back to 2011 and still found stuff that hadn't been incorporated here in Massachusetts. So, this has been a long, ongoing problem. And, you know, it is a shame and a tragedy that it took that horrible incident up in New Hampshire that cost those seven people their lives before this got figured out. And it's going to be dealt with on a go-forward basis, period. But I don't really think it has much to do with the... I mean, there's a long, ongoing problem that was discovered as a result of that terrible tragedy, and I don't think the computer system has much to do with it, to tell you the truth, other than the computer system that was put in, that was installed over the last year or two, was replacing a system that had been in operation since 1986. And obviously had pretty limited technological capabilities because it was so old. But the whole thing is a tragedy and a fail, no question.
Are you comfortable with Secretary Pollack continuing in that role?
I am. She was the one who brought the whole issue associated with what had gone wrong to our office, and is the one who moved pretty quickly with the rest of the team at DOT and with Acting Registrar Jamie Kessler to make sure that we got up to date as fast as we possibly could on all the outstanding work that needed to be done on the out-of-state and state connections.
The governor
is obviously there's a ton of work that remains to be done there, but yeah, I do. I have faith in the secretary.
The governor is our guest here on the Greg Hill Show on WEEI, and you can certainly text with a question for the governor, or you can call with a question for the governor. Text line is 37937, and to call the show, the number is 617-779-7937. Governor is in Washington, D.C., and how long are you staying in the Capitol?
Well, I'll be down here this morning for some meetings. I'm actually coming back up to Massachusetts, and then I'm going to come back down again for some meetings that we've got tomorrow. They all relate to offshore wind, Department of Defense stuff, transportation. I mean, there's a whole bunch of issues, and I just need to get to some of these people before they break for the August recess.
How long is that? Like 4 months? What do they take? How, 6 months? Seven? Yeah. How long do they take off down there?
I actually don't know. I just know that I had a very hard time getting on anybody's calendar in August, and just said, okay, then I got to get down there before the end of July. So I'm going to be down here most of today, but I'm also coming back today for some meetings in Massachusetts. And then I'm going to come back down tonight for some more meetings tomorrow. Obviously, it's almost the end of the month.
How long do we have with you this morning, Governor? Can I ask you to hang on while we take a quick break?
I actually got to go in a couple of minutes, but I do want to come into studio.
All right.
And do my usual thing next month.
Okay.
Hi, Governor. This is Nick Stevens, new to the show, first time, long time, big fan. Now, I know...
First time, long time. There you go.
first time, long time, Mr. Governor. I'm going to hang up and wait for your opinion. Thanks. So I know, football season's right around the corner. I know you're a big Pats fan. I saw you in the free Brady shirt a couple years ago. And coming at it sort of like from the sports fan perspective, I'm just kind of curious where we stand with sports books and possible legalized sports gambling in Massachusetts. I know you're in favor of it, but it's been a little bit of a contentious point in the legislature. So I was just curious if we might be able to get a little bit of an update or see where that's at.
So that's a really good question. We actually filed legislation to create legalized sports betting in Massachusetts. We filed that back in January. We filed it in large part because we already had some templates. The state of New Jersey was the first to go, and we basically borrowed their template as kind of our framework for the legislation that we filed and added a couple of things to it. And we now have states around us that have done this as well in the Northeast. So, I mean, this is going to be a thing, I think, pretty much everywhere. And our view was we should get on with the show. I think the legislature held a hearing on it earlier this spring. I think the hearing was, there weren't a heck of a lot of people there testifying against it. Most of the folks who came to testify were raising sort of particular issues of their, that related primarily to their own interests. I mean, it was my hope that we would get this done by the end of the summer so that it would be open and available here in Massachusetts for the football season in the fall. But I have a feeling it's going to slide into the next calendar year. I certainly hope we get this done by the end of the legislative session, which will be by June of 2020. But I would have liked to have seen it done sooner, to tell you the truth.
I'd like to be able to go bet the over on this show lasting 100 days. Is there anywhere I can do that, Nick?
The problem is... Like,
why is the over on the show 100 days? I mean, that seems...
Governor Baker, are you familiar with Boston, sir?
That seems a little lengthy.
Well, right now, I got to... That's the thing.
I know it's a tough town, but I didn't think it was that tough a town.
Well, right now, I got to cross state lines and go, I have to make that bet at Twin River, and I want to keep my money local. That's the thing.
Yes.
For all the reasons, that is a really good point. One of the states that's gone ahead and done this is Rhode Island, okay? There's several others in the Northeast that have done it. And I think... After that Supreme Court decision, this is something you're probably going to see in most states, and I think it would behoove us here in Massachusetts to do the same thing.
All right. Well, listen, I'm glad that you're joining us on the new show, and next month we'll have you in the studio. We'll do this in the studio, but it's great to hear from you this morning, Governor, and thanks for checking in.
Okay, guys, take care. I'll see you next month.
Thanks,
bye-bye.
Gov.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news. You call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.